A stream of organ music reverberates through the cavernous dome of the basilica as parishioners line the pews. It feels like a scene from a Roman church, ripped from the history books. But we aren't in Italy. This is a site in downtown Asheville, just a few months ago during the Easter service at the Basilica of St. Lawrence. The historic basilica was designed more than 100 years ago by Rafael Guastavino, a Spanish architect who came to Asheville to work on the Biltmore House in the mid-1890s. The structure has deteriorated since its construction in 1905.
The basilica is in dire need of repair and preservation. The deterioration of the brick has accelerated and the roof needs repair.
That's Mary Evers, president of the Basilica Preservation Fund. She says the repairs were initially estimated at $2.5 million. The group raised $3 million for the cause, but the architectural assessment showed...
It turns out it's going to need about $6.2 million to really do the absolute bare minimum of repairs that are needed.
This week, the National Park Service announced that they would help with a grant of $750,000. The funds are part of a more than $25 million the Park Service has distributed through the Save America's Treasures Grant Program. The Basilica is one of 59 projects chosen as part of the program, which preserves the nationally significant sites and historic collections. Evers says the funds will make a huge difference.
So we're really in a great position to get the construction drawings put together, submitted to the city, and begin the repairs.
Evers says the repairs won't just benefit the church. The site at the corner of Flint Street and Haywood Street in downtown Asheville is a major attraction for visitors to the region.
It was over $30 million back in 2020 that this independent organization determined that the basilica brought into the community because of how many people that come to see the building.
She says architects are in the planning phase and hope to submit the construction drawings to the city soon. Full repairs are expected to start in the spring of next year. Para las noticias de BPR, soy José Sandoval.